KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. And at 8:06, we have clear to partly cloudy skies in Atlantic and 75 degrees. A heat advisory will be in effect for most of the listing area beginning at 10 a.m. today. We look forward to be mostly sunny with a high of 98 and heat indices as high as 105 to 110 degrees, depending on where you happen to be. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A traffic stop late Tuesday night in Red Oak resulted in the arrest of a woman from Pottawatomie County. Authorities say a vehicle driven by 53-year-old Brenda Lee Marco of Council Bluffs was pulled over at Highway 34 and North 4th Street in Red Oak. During an investigation, Marco was arrested for and charged with possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of heroin, first offense, unlawful possession of prescription pills, possession of meth in the second offense, possession of marijuana, third offense, and driving while suspended. She was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond. The Adams County Sheriff's Office Tuesday released a report detailing arrests from June 16th through July 25th. Most recently, this past Sunday, 34-year-old Sunita Phipps of Creston was arrested for theft in the fifth degree. She was being held in the Adams County Jail on $300 cash-only bond. At around 10:20 p.m. on July 22nd, 74-year-old David Charles Crawford of Villisca was arrested on four valid warrants for sex abuse in the third degree, lascivious acts with a child, enticing a minor under the age of 13, and indecent contact with a child. Crawford was being held without bond at the Adams County Jail until seen by a magistrate. On July 20th, Michael John Ray was arrested in Adams County on four valid warrants for failure to appear, with bond set at $6,000. July 19th, Adams County deputies were dispatched to a residence in the 2800 block of 130th Street, and upon further investigation, arrested Edwin Scott Blazik for harassment in the third degree. Also arrested on July 19th was Jason Alexander Ron, who was taken into custody on a warrant for indecent contact with a child. He was also being held without bond, pending an appearance before the magistrate. And on July 17th, 36-year-old Fidel Anastasio Amaya Contrero of Tampa, Florida, was arrested in Adams County on one count of child endangerment. He was taken into custody following a traffic stop and, in addition, cited for failure to have a valid driver's license, speeding, and failure to use a child restraint device. Amaya Contrario was later released on bond. You can read more on the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. A car slowing down to turn into a rural driveway in Union County was struck from behind Monday afternoon. The Union County Sheriff's Office said the accident happened around 1:15 p.m. on 110th Street, which is a county gravel road. A 2004 Ford Mustang driven by Cammie Sue Winther of Greenfield was slowing to turn when her car was struck by a 1999 Ford F-350 pickup driven by 44-year-old Jason Richard Brendas of Red Oak. Brendas told authorities he couldn't see the Mustang because of the gravel dust. Following the collision, the pickup entered the left or south ditch and struck a utility pole, causing it to brake. The car entered the same ditch and struck the rear of the pickup. Damage from the collision amounted to $15,000. Brendas was cited for failure to stop in an assured clear distance. The utility pole, owned by Alliant Energy, was valued at $2,000. The Montgomery County Recreational Trails Committee is hosting a three-community trails, bike, or walking event. That'll be on Friday, August 20th, and Saturday, August 21st. It takes place in Villisca, Stanton, and Red Oak. Organizers say there is no charge to participate, but donations will be accepted, and all the fun you'll have is absolutely free. The first community event will be on Friday night, August 20th, as Villisca hosts their Every Street Bike Ride. Participants will gather at 7 p.m. at the Park Shelter House at the intersection of 3rd Street and 3rd Avenue in Villisca. A leisurely evening bike ride lasting about an hour and a half will take place, and riders will be up and down every street and avenue in Villisca, past well-known historic attractions, including the Axe Murder House. Bikers may also choose to ride only on streets or only on avenues, either of which takes about 40 minutes. And there will be a 2-mile and 3/4-mile walking route for those who choose to do that. The next morning, August 21st, participants will be able to ride or walk the Stanton Greenbelt Trail. The event will start anytime between 8 and 9 a.m. from Anderson Park. Participants will also be able to visit the Swedish Heritage and Cultural Center and enjoy a cup of coffee and pastries or lunch at a new coffee house on Main Street. The event will then travel to Red Oak for a 2:30 p.m. Saturday. Again, that's on August 21st, and that'll start off with at the historic Heritage Hill ride or walk, including the World War II Depot Museum, the scenic Red Oak Trail. You begin the journey at the Montgomery County Courthouse at 2nd and Coolbaugh Streets and end at the 518 building on the corner of Red Oak Square, 4th and Reed, for wonderful music and drinks of all kinds. For those who participate in all three community events, a free commemorative T-shirt will be awarded. Those who choose only to do one or two segments will be able to make a suggested donation and get the same T-shirt. Each community will have a separate route for biking and walking. Their purpose is to introduce you to the three participating communities and the new Montgomery County Recreational Trails Committee that will also share the work of connecting the county from north to south and east to west through a new system of rails. Pre-registration, trails it is, and pre-registration is encouraged but not required. You can register at Montgomery County Recreational Trails on Facebook. And remember, when bicycling, think safety, wear your helmet. I'm Rick Henson, KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, call 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic.